Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. You can join us tonight at Chickie's for the Brandon Graham Show at 6. The official sports bar of the Eagles is Chickie's and Pete's. Jordan Mailata joins us now. Jordan, I know you normally have a day in between the game and having to deal with us, so I appreciate you doing it the day after.
No, you're right. Appreciate you guys having me.
So, obviously, not just a loss last night, but a sort of a crushing last-second loss. What is the mood in the locker room and with the team after the game?
I think the mood is, you know, we kind of feel sorry for ourselves. We basically handed them the game, and, you know, that was a good football team that we played, and you know, we didn't capitalize on opportunities that we had to seal the game, and, you know, so I think the mood in the locker room right now is, you know, get your corrections and move on to next week and play better.
Speaking of the locker room, Reed Blankenship mentioned last night that Jalen did the primarily did the talking after the game, and Coach Sirianni or any of the coaches didn't say much of anything. Is that how you remember it? And is that unusual, or is that something that happens with the team often?
I mean, that's exactly how it played out. You know, but we've seen Jalen do this a handful of times, so I wouldn't say it was uncharacteristic of Jalen. I think what he had to say was very powerful and meaningful, and, you know, I think going into this week, you know, he brought up a point, you know, we can't feel sorry for ourselves. You know, we have to correct. You know, we know that we left stuff out there, and it's unacceptable, and we have to correct them. So no point feeling sorry. We just have to man up and get back to work.
Not having AJ a part of the offense, how much does that change what you guys want to do as an offense?
I don't know how to answer that one, just because I don't know how, you know, it affects the route tree. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you don't need to, you know football to understand his impact on game. You know, in the game. And so I think, you know, not having AJ kind of, you know, I don't know if it changed the game planning for the Falcons and how they played our offense. But, I mean, that's really all I have to say about that. Like,
yeah, no, I understand. And not having him in obviously means that you're one of your spectacular players down, and now other guys have to do a little bit more. I thought you guys committed to the run a little bit more last night and even had Jalen as a part of the run game. Yeah. Talk about that a little bit, having Jalen a part of that run game with QB designed runs. I know he took off a couple times when he had to in the passing game, but I mm-hmm. thought there were some well-designed QB runs a part of the game too.
Yeah, I think it's such a huge upside to having a dynamic mobile QB like Jalen, you know, under center. And anytime we can, you know, break up the pattern of run, you know, the run game, it helps a lot. You know, especially with all eyes on Saquon, you know. So it helps a lot having a QB that is as dynamic as Jalen is, and you know, him able to be able to use his feet the way he does, and you know, make explosive plays is a huge disadvantage last night. And I think we failed to, in the run game, we failed to keep building momentum with all these flags that were coming out left, right, and center. So, yeah, you can have a good few run plays here and there, but, you know, in order to have an effective run game, you got to build on that momentum, you know, keep coming back, executing your plays, and you know, I think we're shooting ourselves in the foot with just these repetitive flags coming out, whether it be holding or with legal man downfield.
So Eagles tackle Jordan Mailata on with us right now. I actually wanted to ask you about the illegal man downfield, because it happened a couple of times, but also in other NFL games on Sunday, it seemed like they were calling it. And it seems to happen when there's that run-pass option and Cam ends up a little bit further down the field. What is the fix for that? Because it seems like, and I obviously can't read his mind, but it seems like if he doesn't know exactly what's going to happen, it puts him in a position where he ends up downfield where he can't be. So how do you clean that up? What is the fix for that?
I think we got to watch the film. I think just from the onset, looking in, I think it just might be a timing thing. I really am not in a position to really say what's wrong with it. I'm just looking in. It must be a timing thing, and you know, we need to do a better job of hanging on our double teams a lot better. You know, just in case Jalen does, when he does throw that screen, wide receiver screen out there, we're not downfield. And so I think, a timing thing from the O-line perspective and making sure we're sticking those double teams as long as possible and, again, not being downfield.
There were a couple of times where there were some aggressive calls, in the first quarter, the fourth and four going for it there, and then the now famous third and three pass to Saquon. How does it resonate with you guys when the coach decides to be particularly aggressive in situations like that?
Wow, man, we love it, and we know that it's a gotta have moment, and we have to be sharp, and there were a couple of plays, even leading up to those gotta have it moments, that we just didn't execute on, and now we're relying on the next play, and it's frustrating when you watch the film or when you're out there on the field and you're not quite crossing the T's and dotting the I's. It's really really frustrating. So I think as an offense, we understand that's in our DNA to be aggressive, and so we've just kind of gone with it and made it part of our identity. If coach decides to do it, then we're ready for it.
Yeah. In a moment like that, Jordan, where Saquon, he wants to be able to make that play there, seal the game, get the win, run the clock out for the team. He talked about this after the game, took accountability, put a lot of it on his shoulders, rightfully or unjustifiably so. He stood up and held himself accountable as one of the leaders on the team, one of the captains on the team. What do you do to assure your teammate that you got his back and sort of, lift his spirits?
Yeah, I saw Sake today in the facility, and the first thing I said to him was, it wasn't on you. I mean, if you go back, you can watch the second down and six. We're running the ball, and Fred Johnson and I are working a combination block up to the linebacker. And so it's a gap scheme play, and I don't quite pin the defensive tackle down like I want to create that gap. Sake does an unbelievable job of making the linebacker miss that we're double-teaming to, Fred Johnson and I. But because I don't get that extension out on that second and six play, my guy actually ends up tackling him 3 yards short of the first down. And, that's what I think about. Sake is thinking about the third down play. I'm thinking about the second down play. And then the first down play that we have, little error there with the personnel that we could have, operated much faster on and gotten the right play call out. But these are little things that, we didn't control properly and we didn't execute right. And that's the first thing I told Sake was that this isn't on you. We can't, you know, I know in the game of football we have to play the next down, but, you know, we shouldn't have to rely on Sake to make that catch if I just do my job. On that second down, you know, there wouldn't be this conversation of him dropping the ball or, you know, whatever.
All right, Jordan. Well, we appreciate the time, obviously, mm-hmm. Sunday against the Saints, who are all of a sudden a little bit better than we thought they would be. So work cut out for you until the bye with New Orleans and Tampa coming up. We appreciate your time today, man. Thank you.
Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Jordan. You know, something, actually, Ike, I want to ask you about this. I got to talk about Bradford White, which I love talking about. But right afterwards, I actually have a question for you about something that he said. Okay. You know, there is no question. I have a lot of questions about football. No question about what is the right water heater for you. It's Bradford White. You know the feeling when it's time to get one. You know, whether you're going to wash your hands in the bathroom or you get into the shower and you go for the hot water, doesn't work anymore. You need a water heater. You need a Bradford White water heater. You want the best in your house for your family. You want the best in your office for your coworkers. Bradford White is built to be the best. It's going to last longer than every other water heater on the market, which is good. You don't have to think about it again. It's 100% made in the USA. Look, there's the tankless ones, the new tankless ones, tank, whichever one it is. Bradford White going to give you the performance you expect and you deserve. They want a plumbing pro to install it for you so you don't screw it up. I think they're probably thinking about me more than you, but they want a plumbing pro to do it. So to get a Bradford White water heater and to find one of those, go to bradfordwhite.com to find a plumbing pro near you and learn more. So, you know, talking to Jordan, and actually the more that we have players on there, it seems on here, I just never thought about how compartmentalized all of their jobs are and how they're really just thinking about what their job is, you know. So if we ask one of the players from a football game about something that happened with a different player or something that happened on the other side of the ball, it really just seems like they go into the game, everyone knowing their own specific job rather than the bigger picture of what they're doing.
Yeah, and I think it simplifies things for a lot of the players. Hey, listen, there are those rare players where they've been in a system long enough, they've been around the league long enough, they can talk about other facets of how the offense sort of works in concert with each other, same way on defense, because everything has a rhyme and reason to why you do it. That's how they put together these schemes. And just defensive linemen don't necessarily care what's going on in the secondary with coverage. Right. Or linebackers.
Yeah. Much less what's happening on offense.
Oh, they definitely don't care what's going on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
And O-linemen, you know, and Jordan is a great example of this, because he'll tell you, oh, I don't know what those guys are doing out there. I just worry about what we have to do in our little box or compartment of the offense. That way I don't get confused with what my responsibility is, thinking about what somebody else is supposed to do.
It's actually, overall, we obviously criticize the team when they lose and they don't play well. It's impressive. It reminds me of, I got to take a trip once for 2 days. I went to the NASA Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Oh, I remember that.
Yep. And I was there when they had one of their crafts land on Mars. Now, this was unmanned, and they sent it 4 months before it landed exactly on the day and the time and the spot on Mars where they said it would go. And then afterwards, they showed everyone who was involved. And it was hundreds of people all doing different things at the same time to line up to one specific result. And you just realize how complicated that is to make, and how everyone's job depends on everyone else's job. So if somebody who's doing something that doesn't seem directly, you know, related to what you're doing, if they do it wrong, then there's the chain reaction and that everything else can go wrong.
Took me to about my fifth or sixth year, you know, to where I've been in a system long enough, I know what I'm supposed to do, but I also have to be able to expand my sort of thinking when it comes to the defense.
Sure.
And understand why he's calling this in this down and distance situation.
Right.
I have to know the corner is playing the flats out there, so I don't have to worry about carrying number two to the flat as a corner sitting out there. My job is to protect the from the numbers to the hash marks. I got this zone, this alley here. So when you start to understand the concepts of the defense. It'll help you play it better, right? And when you get older, you don't have as much athleticism, the smarts, that's where that kicks in at. So, and often in players' careers early, they will just focus primarily on what they're supposed to do.
Right.
Versus understanding the entire picture.
Because, when, as you said, when you understand the entire picture, it allows you to understand why you're doing
why
what you're doing
it.
Better.
Yep.
215-592-9494, Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Eye, Jackie, baby, what's poppin'? It is not a happy Tuesday, but
yeah,
we're here, baby.
I was going to say, Yoshi, yeah. you got to sound morose. You got to sound more down than you're sounding.
Well, when I speak to my guys, I got to be happy. I can't come in there like that, because then I might say something like, well, what's wrong with you today? And I don't want that, you know. He won't invoke his black card, but he'll get black with me if I come in and I don't sound the right way. You know what I mean? What's up, baby? Look, man, what's saying? I think Jalen catching a lot of heat. Jalen had, like, I agree with what was said earlier. Jalen looked great. He looked loose. He looked like he was Jalen. It's just the last play of the game just erased everything good that came during the game. You know, my pet peeves with Jalen last night, the offense, period. I think Saquon should have been used heavier in the daggone pass game. There's a lot of times I saw him open as he did that little motion. He'd be over there with his hands up. Got to use him. Dallas should have been implementing that game heavy last night. You know I've been screaming for him. Ike, they just won't give me what I want. I ain't asking for it next week. I'm going to say Britt and Kobe getting 120 yards and 16 touchdowns. Maybe Dallas will get the daggone ball then. My biggest thing is that defense, man. It's like the tackles were saying, we're going to let y'all run in here as fast as possible, then we just going to stop you and see if you can use any technique. I mean, the spin moves was like watching, I'm sorry, I mean, no disrespect to anybody. It was like a fat kid rolling, trying to get off a turtle. I'm going to just use a turtle. It's like a turtle trying to get off his back once he got in there. They were just... Jack, I ain't talking about you, Wilson, even though I can
hold
help
on.
You out. Just call
hold
me
on.
Up.
Under 220 for the first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
Don't let the big dog heat up.
I'm what I want to talk about.
Yeah. I'm going to be sitting here in one of the Yoshi shirts.
Yeah, he's wearing tank top already.
Yeah.
Skin tight.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a couple I can get you in. Come on. Get where I need you to be, boy. Come on, baby.
Yes.
I ain't going to mess with you, but I'm
just
for
listening.
You too.
I'm just listening. Yeah. I'm good.
Call me up. So you can bring that sweat out of the trunk in the face. Yo, man, they got to do better, man. It's DJ, I'm tired of him. He is trash. He made that great play last night, and the other biggest play is snatching the mouthpiece. But, boy, that boy ain't doing nothing out there on that field.
Well, he got cooked by Darnell Mooney.
Oh, my goodness. He kept swaying him to the side. I mean, I agree with you. That was a great play call at the end. Dude, that's what you paid Saquon $37 million for, $13 million a year. You paid him for that play. He just dropped the ball. Sprite, nobody was named Choke last night. It was more so dropping the ball. Everybody dropped the ball. If we won and won, I feel as though we could do better. I'm scared of that line, man. I'm ready to put Devin White in on the edge and just let him
do something. Yeah, just let him run, something. Man. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure Vic will
be getting right on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He can do way better than Bryce Huff. Bryce Huff is trash. Corey, you heard me last week. I totally agree again today. Josh Sweat is just dragging that leg around. Take that prosthetic off and just retire, bro, because you ain't got nothing.
One sack in his last 11 games, Yoshi. One sack in the last 11 games.
He is trash. He is trash. Number 19 ain't changed nothing. What he thought is going to make him move faster? You're moving slower, bro. You're moving slower. Get him off the field. I gave up on Nolan. Nolan, your name is not Nolan Smith no more. It is Nolan. You are not a gift at number 31 or 32, whatever we draft you at. It's time for you to go. I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of this defense. And prevent defense? Like, who was out there last night? Jim Schwartz, like, prevent defense? At the end, why not run an umbrella defense? Something like that. Where so you're cutting off the sideline and everything coming in the middle, you're going to tackle them in bounds. Prevent defense at the end against a quarterback like Kirk Cousins, who you wasn't getting to all night? That's the dumbest thing I've seen. I'm upset with this defense. I'm mad at Jalen not whatsoever. And Elliot, it would have been stupid because – because Saquon did get bottled up a couple times when they knew the run was coming. He is a great back, but he did, like, that was a perfect play called at the end. But we lost the game. But Jack, welcome to the circle of Ike Reese and Spike Eskins. I'm just running through these hosts like a high school girl in heat. I'm just running through y'all, baby. I love y'all. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
He's 2-0.
Maybe we'll
oh, you beat
better.
Me by like a
he's 2-0.
0.026.
Oh, Jack lost.
Because Saquon couldn't catch the GD football.
Oh, yeah. I won. I don't know anything about
this. I actually
this.
Won another game in another league because of that.
Dude, I lost one.
I was going against Saquon. I beat the guy by less than a point. If Saquon had caught that pass, yeah. He wins.
By the way, I beat Devin because Drake London caught a touchdown pass.
Like, I lost 123.34 to 123.04.
Wow. Loss is a loss.
That's 3/10 of a point.
Yeah, 3/10 of a point.
Second place is first loser, Jack. I don't want to hear
2/10 of a point, yeah. Like, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, no big deal.
Sometimes they adjust it.
Well, they should round up. I mean, they should give me the courtesy catch.
Wait a minute.
And he was down at the one on the touchdown, which cost me.
That cost you a point.
In a different way, yes. As well.
By the way, the thing we haven't talked about it.
Lying.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it at all with CJ GJ is he definitely took his helmet off.
100%.
Oh, 100% took his helmet off, for sure.
We got lucky on that one. All right. The rest
Who bothers people more, Slay or CJ GJ?
Oh, CJ GJ.
I don't know, dude. You see Slay after the game?
He was shaking hands with the other team.
Drake Lenz, yeah, you got me. Awesome. Yeah. love to hear that.
Well,
hey, where's the dog? I just can't believe he wears the C, but whatever.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. You want to take
your
the
question
C?
I would
C?
Love
yes.
to take the C.
You think that they're going to allow you in there, take it off his
dude,
jersey, invite you in there?
Well, hold on. They took it off Devontae, and he gets to wear the C?
Well, they took it off Devontae, but they put it on Mailata.
Mailata.
Okay. Yeah. That's two offensive alignment. What did Devontae do to get the
It's
a different issue.
Quinyon Mitchell deserves the C more.
All right. Okay.
That was almost a great pick.
I know.
By
yeah,
Quinyon Mitchell.
It was great.
Had Eagles defense.
He played
plus
great.
600.
All right. Oh, enough.
Lost all 15 bets.
All right.
No, he did place 20 bets.
I know.
Year.
14.
I saw. It was out of control. The rest of the show is yours. We have no more guests up until the Brandon Graham show at 6. There's no more guests. The rest of the show is yours. 215-592. Well, the show's ours, but or it's mine. But
yep. Oh, wow. Yeah. Here we go.
but you have an
it's
opportunity
actually
to call
today.
It. Yeah, 215-592-9494. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South Philly. Join us Friday for a special live afternoon show from the Chickies and Pete's in Warrington for the grand opening of their new outdoor deck. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action this season at the official sports bar of
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
the Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. To find a location near you, go to chickiesandpete's.com. Ike, I was just thinking about two specific instances from this show. When we were talking to Elliot and Max, who called earlier.
Yeah.
And do you feel bad yet for what you did to Max?
Well, what happens is when Ike and I are on the same page of something,
the
person's making us mad, it's not a great position.
Well, I guess it's taking turns.
Yeah.
Yep. Not a good position for you.
Yeah. Not a good position. Mm-mm. Speaking of not a good position, Josh Sweat made some interesting comments about last night. We will get to that right after we talk to Dan and Chester. Dan, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How are you guys?
What's up, Dan?
What up, Dan?
I got a question because I agree with a lot of you guys sitting there and saying, and it has nothing to do with last year, but I do have a question. The play before the third down play when it looks like Judon jumps offside.
Yes.
Guys, is that in the neutral zone? Was Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata supposed to jump, and we would have got a free 5 yards and first down, if I'm correct?
Yeah.
In that huddle when they're doing that, you know, shouldn't have been they've been all on the same page. That's where I think there's a little discord between them. You know, if you're practicing that and preseason enough times, you should have known what Jalen Hurts was going to do.
Yeah.
And you actually got you didn't. The pass play to Saquon never happens if they, you know, if
it's
they
true.
Move a little bit, if they understand the play that's happening. So I think their attention to detail was a little bit off. And to me, that was a little bit more on coaching. It was just a little bit off all game.
Here's the only thing I'd say to that. I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I don't know if that was absolute. In other words, I don't know if he crossed into the neutral zone enough and didn't get back.
Okay.
For Jordan or Landon to jump, because that could have easily also been called a false start on them.
Yes, sir.
And
okay.
Now you penalize okay. 5 more yards. So I think the idea is correct. You're trying to get them to jump, and then you should react to it. Maybe they thought he didn't come across enough for them to jump.
Okay.
And they're worried about getting the false start penalty.
Copy that. Okay. Okay. Fully understood. I appreciate that, guys. But yep. Yeah, is it this hurts? This hurts, buddy. I really appreciate the call. Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Sam. Yeah. When you watch it, it's so close.
It's close.
He doesn't. It's not one of those situations where he really
where it's
jumps.
Obvious that he steps across. Yes.
So you're really taking your chances with the ref at that point as to what he ends up calling.
Yep.
If you jump there, you know.
And if you're wrong, that's a 5 yard penalty on you.
Right. And you've made everything. You're definitely going to get
yes.
it. Now, look, the result is probably exactly the same. They probably just kick a field goal.
Well, now it's 3rd and 8. So
right.
Now you got to run a different play.
Right.
They probably pass it there.
Well, yeah. It,
on 3rd and 8.
Well, I don't know. They ran a quarterback draw on 3rd and 9.
Right, right.
Did somebody say, was that Jalen's? Was that a read option or something?
So Troy, I don't know for sure. Troy Aikman said on the broadcast that was a Jalen decision to do that he had the option to throw it. Now, it did not look like a typical, you know,
I thought it was a quarterback design.
Well, that's what it looked like. He looked like he took a step back and went forward, like most of those quarterback draws are. But if I remember correctly, I was watching on TV, Aikman mentioned that was Jalen Hurts' decision to run that ball. So I mentioned Josh Sweat said something interesting. Josh Sweat hasn't been particularly... What's the word I'm looking for? Effective this year. Josh
Good
Sweat,
way to put it.
This is per Dave Zangaro, who works at NBC Sports Philly. The quote, "I don't know. We're not on the same page, man. We got to be together. Ain't on the same page. That's all I can say. We're just not rushing together." Now, that again, that's not the whole team. He's talking about defensive line there. But
what does that mean?
I have no idea. Rushing together. I don't know.
I just mean the whole "we're not on the same page" thing. I don't know what that – like, what does that mean, man?
When he did this last year.
Yeah, like, you did this last year. Like, what are we talking about? Just get to the quarterback, man.
Just touch the quarterback. It's unbelievable. 1 sack in the last 11 games.
But what if they're not on the same page?
But on the same page. Right.
I don't know what that means.
Not to break down a defensive line. Although me and Spike got a nice defensive line tutorial from Hugh earlier.
From Hugh, okay.
Yeah, it was good. I really feel like I know the game now. Actually, I feel like I can suit up.
But what does Josh Sweat and Bryce Huff, like, they're on the opposite sides, aren't they? Like, isn't your job to, like, what do you mean you're not rushing in tandem?
Well, he said defensive line.
Okay, but
so
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I have no idea. I would love to follow up with him. Does anyone have Josh Sweat's phone number? 215-592-9494. Damon in East Norton. You're on WIP. What's up, Damon?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. You know, I'm trying to keep that same energy, 65 seconds or less. All right, so let's keep the main thing the main thing. Last night during the presser, Jalen Hurts said that winning and losing were the same thing. Now, this is ridiculous.
He did?
The Duke is not MJ. The Duke is not TJ. The Duke is Sling Blade. All right? Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you get when you cross 220 pounds with a 700-pound squat rack?
Big
ass. You get ass burgers, okay? You can't read defenses. You can't read the room. That's how you get blood on the grass. Now, because of y'all losers last night, the Commanders are number one in the division. How does that happen?
Throw a parade.
Say what?
Throw a parade.
Yeah.
Hang a banner.
It's
the latest you've been number one in the division since when? Like 2012?
What are you talking about?
If the playoffs started today,
you are sickening. Jaden Daniels stinks, buddy.
Oh, you know, we just got a note from Roger Goodell. The playoffs start today. Great news, Damon.
You guys won
the division.
Well, I'm Team Two Gloves, LTJS. Let the Duke twerk. Commander D out.
Let the Duke twerk.
Man, that is a good caller.
He's the best.
I told you. It's. But that's how you got to treat Commander fans,
dude.
Man.
Yep. But he is chestier than every Cowboys fan that calls us.
That's true. They stink. That's true.
I mean, they stink.
And he has a little humor to it. So, yeah.
They are 1-1, though. And he is in and out in 65 seconds. So, just like me.
We've all been there.
Yep.
Let the Duke twerk.
Don in North Philly. Don, you're on WIP. Oh, I saw Don on Saturday, actually. What's up, Don?
Yeah, it was nice meeting you, Spike.
You too. So Don won.
Why was it nice to meet Spike? What was your favorite part of the interaction?
Oh, stop it. So Don won tickets to the Bite for the Fight event for the Fight on McKenna Foundation.
Yeah.
And I'm walking through and I see the Kelly Green Jalen Hurts jersey. And he goes, "Yo, man, you got to take it easy on Jalen." That was the first thing he said to me.
Right. But yeah. I'm going to start this conversation off and start with the offense right now. I'm going to repeat a little bit what everybody been saying. But my biggest issue with this offense, I think, Ike, you said it earlier, we don't take advantage of, like, if a team has a bad linebacker or a bad corner, we don't go after that terrible person on the defense, on the other team. It's just like we just out there just throwing things at the wall and see what sticks. It kills me, man. It kills me. And I want to get on defense. That's what I called about. Like, I'm done with this Vic Fangio stuff. I'm done with that.
It's week two, Don. It's week two.
I don't care. I didn't want him here. I didn't like it last year. That bend don't break defense is terrible. I hate it with a passion. We had the game. We watching the game last night. The last drive, all our corners is paying like 20 yards off the goddamn ball. 20 yards off the ball. And even on that touchdown play, Slay is already in the end zone before the play even started. I'm like, God,
easy.
Go ahead.
Not on God's fault.
No, I didn't want you to get dumped. I know you're getting fired up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I mean, the pot is on the stove and the fire is on high right now. Like, I'm hot right now. Like,
I feel you, yeah.
It's just killing me right now. I had a lot to say when I was on hold, but.
No, man, I understand.
It's emotion.
And it's frustrating. Emotion. It's frustrating because. Listen, we don't like giving away games in the NFL, and games are hard enough anyway. And so when you're playing a team that you feel like you should beat and you have the opportunity to do it and you don't do it, these are the ones that keep you up all night. Like, these are the ones where you can't fall asleep late. I'm up looking at post-game shows. I got Michael B. and everybody. They yelling at each other all night. You know, Rube is trying to figure out a way to make sense of what happened. Michael B. is giving us all emotion. That's what I needed last night. I was emotional last night myself.
Angry Michael B. is a sight to behold, honestly.
And watching that game, I'm not even going to say their names. Number 0, number 3, and number 19 have no pass rush moves whatsoever. It's just like, if they don't get that first step on you, it's over.
Noah Smith is getting locked up by the tight end. I think Kyle Pitts, who can't block anyone, was locking up Nolan Smith.
They ran Bijan to the right about three times right there where number 0 was at.
Yep.
Tight end was blocking him. He got blocked by the tight end about three, four times.
Can't happen. Yeah. And that's why Fangio doesn't want him out there. That's why Fangio doesn't want him out
there. It's terrible. All three of them need – I'm done with them. I'm done, man.
I think we need three more BGs. I'd take three more BGs.
Sure. Well, we were –
we need Barnett back.
Last week when we were doing –
that might not be a bad idea.
We were doing replacement day. We had a way of getting two BGs on the team, remember. We were getting a younger BG and the current BG.
Why can't we just trade Bryce Huff back to the Jets and we'll take Reddick for the rest of the year?
Well, because I'm sure they have the tape, too. They let him go in the first place.
Yeah, but he worked up there.
Yeah, and they were like, yeah, see you.
Whatever system it was, it worked up there.
You know, the thing about Fangio deciding to play the defense the way it did on that final drive really shows you how little trust he has in them. Because really what he's trying to do by doing that is hoping that the Falcons screw it up.
Yeah.
You know, you're trying to make him – now – somehow, you're trying to make them take as many plays as they can. Somehow they did it in five plays.
Man, they took it in four or five plays.
But it seemed like that's what he was trying to do. He's like, well, I don't want to take a chance because I don't trust them. So what we're going to do is keep everybody in front of us and hope they throw a bad ball, really. Because, honestly, they got bailed out by the Packers, you know, in similar ways a few times.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Rios in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Rios?
What's going on, Hard Chargers?
What's up, brother?
I'm good, brother.
Let me tell you something. So, look, I'm out here walking with the kids. I had to do all this, get a little relaxed, just walking around, letting them ride their bike. But let me just put on pretty much what's the number one issue I'm having now outside of that game last night. So, that press conference thing that y'all did, well, that Sirianni was talking, right? Tell me if I'm wrong. And this is me, 45 years of my life, being in the military, being around. Somebody asked him a question about Kellen Moore, that he said something. And what was the thing he said? He said, now y'all make something about that, or something that he was saying. But either way, the point I'm getting at is there's some real estate in his head, man. You're a head coach. And right now, all I heard through that was some insecurity. Some real estate in your head that you're worried about your job and worried about what freaking people freaking think. And you the damn coach. You cannot coach. You cannot coach well at all. Worried about what people freaking think. And that's all I hear is that insecurity thing, and I don't need that. I definitely don't need that for my head coach, the head coach of the freaking Philadelphia Eagles. Okay, you know what? Some of the antics that you do, I don't like, because I think you during the game at certain times you need to be, you know, keep your head in the game and be straight. Let them guys do what they got to do. But all I hear, and y'all tell me, or after I finish right here, y'all let me know what y'all think, because at the end of the day, you won't even say that little remark you said or anything. You get right to the game because you know why? You're comfortable in your own freaking skin. You know what you freaking do, huh? If you're the CEO, people don't need to know. They can say you don't call plays. You got people who call plays, but at the end of the day, you're the manager of each and every section of the damn Philadelphia freaking Eagles football team. So stop worried about what people freaking think, and I'm hoping you listen, man. I hope you listen, because, you know what I mean? I know they see you. I got my best friend, and people see you around New Jersey. You might need to get a little shooken up and like, hey, man, you want to be Philadelphia? This is Philadelphia. You can't be worried about what people freaking think. Also, I just want to say, and this is things I see. You talk about the defensive line, so freaking embarrassing. You tell me how the oldest dude on the squad is the only one that you could see getting to the quarterback. Tell me if I'm tripping. The oldest dude on the squad is the only guy I can see getting to the quarterback. Bryce Huff, I hope you listen. Yeah, hey, man, go ahead. You, Tobias Harris on the Philadelphia Eagles. Go ahead. You taking your checks and taking your checks for free, because it don't matter if you're on turf, dirt, concrete, asphalt, whatever the hell is, you ain't getting through. You ain't getting through nobody. Because all them hands and stuff you throw up in the air, people pushing you back like, yo, you, it's almost like you the Slim Reaper trying to play defensive end. You can't get through crack, man. Like, yo, terrible. Because I watched you all last night, and I could see through your helmet, even in your eyes and your face. In your face, you know you ain't doing nothing. You know you suck. But anyway, Jalen Hurts, man, like, I was happy with whatever. The thing with him is when you go back to 22 and to now, like, the biggest thing was he was smart and he took care of the football, man. If he takes care of the football, I'm not worried about nothing. He got it's something about doing certain times, if it's a hero ball or whatever situation is that he gets shaken up, that he does the thing with the ball. But if he stops that, then we're good. And the only other thing that I'm proud of, even though he got his ass burnt toast at one point, was you talk about Laywood Johnson. That's his name. Laywood Johnson. This man.
CJG.
You look at Bijan. Look at Bijan's size and look what he did. And tell me, I'm an old school cat. All I remember was Atwaters against Christian Okoye.
Ooh.
When I seen that right through the middle.
Yes, sir.
Tell
Nigerian
me.
Nightmare.
Yeah, love it.
Yes, he laid that wood, and you know what? He set,
pause,
bro,
man.
That was the thing. Yeah, I know. It's a pause, bro, but I'm going to call him Laywood Johnson. Y'all get the drip. But anyway, look, man, that hit supposed to lay a point. You talk about violence. You talk about setting a point. You talk about getting your freak on right after that play, and your helmet just came off. You almost got a penalty, but that wasn't, you know, your helmet was coming off. That sets a point, huh? I'm proud of him for doing that, and we need more cats to do that. Don't care who it is, Bijan, whatever, big cat. You got to do this thing. Hey, guys, like, it ain't all about screaming or whatever, because I'm a little like, that stuff bothered me last night. But my biggest bill, and you tell me, is our head coach insecure? Because that's all I heard, man. Hey, y'all take care. God bless. And y'all already know what time it is. For Friday, well, whatever. But anyway, peace.
Go recharge, Rios.
All right, Rios.
So two things. First of all, that was he saying that CJGJ would have sex after he made the hit? Is that what he was intimating?
Yeah, when he says get your freak on, he's talking about celebrating.
Yeah. Celebrate. Okay.
Yeah.
So the other thing about Sirianni being insecure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree that it's not a good look when you appear that way.
Mm-hmm.
However, he has been publicly emasculated by the organization over the last several months.
Yeah.
Like, it is it has been made clear what through public and private leaks, whether it's source stories or whether it's the Eagles themselves, they've taken away his input into the offense, and he's an offense guy. They hired coordinators that he did not pick. I'm not saying they're bad or he was against it, but clearly they hired coordinators he did not pick.
Yeah.
It's clear that they want limited interaction between him and the quarterback of the football team, and they've decided that his way, which, by the way, they hired him to be I'm sure they knew he was a fiery guy when they hired him, that they don't want him to be that way anymore. Now, I'm not crying for him, and I do think he should handle himself how he should handle himself in those press conferences, but him being insecure about those things is not a mystery to me why he would be insecure.
Right.
You know, nobody thinks he does anything.
I don't know if these are similar words or have similar meaning, but I wouldn't use the term insecure as much as I would use sensitive.
Sure, I think he's using it in the same way.
Yeah.
But yes.
I feel he's more sensitive to the topic being brought up.
And it makes sense to me why he would be.
Yes, and it's understandable in my eyes, yeah.
He still has to not do it, but if you've been told and you can't react to what fans say and what media says and all that stuff, but if the headline is, you don't get to make play calls anymore, you weren't good enough, blah, 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 and you're still there, and they tell you that you're the head coach, and not only the head coach, you're in charge of the guy calling the plays, but you're not allowed to call any of the plays, you wonder why he would be sensitive about it, right? It makes total sense why he would be.
Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. Now, Jack.
But I did. I thought this.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with him or not, going for it on fourth down and not taking those points.
That's a Nick call.
Is where he tried to have an impact on the game.
Right. Right. Yes. That would be his imprint. Yes.
You know, and it's like, I don't know, did the analytics say we go for it here? Or do you take the points? Like, I don't know. They even had this thing now. They do it. I'm sure you saw it last night when you're watching the games, where Troy and them, they refer to the analytics and say, well, the analytics say go for
do
it.
Do this, right.
So that means they have a chart in front of them right. where it says you should go for it here, this, and that, and the other. They're actually using that on television now as a graphic.
Well, analytics said to go for it on the 4th and 3, too.
I agree, yes. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
And that was a Nick call not to go for it.
Oh, you mean the late one.
Yeah.
Ah, the analytics said
so
go for
it. So I hate win probability because I think it's annoying, but it dropped it from 94 to 85 when he decided to kick the field goal.
Oh,
well,
really?
And I think it is largely because it
we're
puts –
we're not talking enough about that.
Well, I think it is largely because, A, you're giving them the ball back.
And you can still lose.
You're giving them the ball back. And it is the situation, which I mentioned earlier, where now they're down 6 and they have to go for a touchdown, which I think puts you in a position to lose rather than tie. Because if it's worst-case scenario, you don't go for it, it's 3-3, or it's a 3-point lead, and they probably go and play for a field goal rather than a touchdown.
Right.
So, all right. Mm-hmm. Jack, top 5 of 5. When the Eagles lose, what do?
We go blames.
Oh, he's blaming people.
Yeah.
I never believed that.
All right.
And there's one national broadcaster
that we're going to be blaming.
Yes.
Okay. So the blaming is up next. We love it. For the top 5 of 5, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.